I mean, real talk. We about to turn the game upside down. That's on God.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome to the Slim and Q Podcast. It's your boy Q.
And this is your boy Slim. And we are here to discuss current topics in sports, music, culture, and more. Roll up.
Now that we got our minds right, let's get to it.
Yo, 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 what's up, everybody, and welcome to the Slim and Q Podcast. It's your boy Slim.
And it's your boy Q.
And Geronimo is in the building.
Yo, yo.
Geronimo! What's up, people? What's up? It's a fucking beautiful summer afternoon.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. We got some hot takes.
We in the middle of the summer. Shit is real.
It's real out here. We ain't been having no rain like that though. We be having that off and on bullshit rain, but it ain't been too bad.
Yo, you want to know it's crazy?
It's cool.
We get the snow. Okay. We get the snow. Everybody else be cooling all year, right?
Fact.
But now, it's summertime. We ain't got no snow. It's beautiful outside. Cali getting earthquakes and oil spills.
Colorado got snow on the first day of summer.
Motherfucking, it's a hurricane coming for the Gulf of Mexico.
All type of shit.
Rochester, we caught him. We caught him.
Take it as it is, you know what I mean? Sometimes it's bad, you know what I mean? Most of the year is bad. But certain times.
Three quarters of the year, I wear the bullshit.
Everybody else going through some shit, hurricanes and shit. Rochester,
I can't take that, though, bro. I'm not rolling with that, though, bro.
That shit trash.
That shit is
2 months
worse.
Of nice weather in the
just rest. 2 months trash. Out of a whole year, bro.
And then
months.
You got to think it's going to rain, so you got to cut that. Half of June is trash.
Half of June is trash.
And it's gonna rain half of the other time.
Nah, so okay, so we say this. We'll say we give it 3 good months. Because from the end of August to I say September to I say October, like the first or second week of October it'd be alright.
I fuck with fall. Fall
I'm a
shit.
Fall baby.
Me too.
I was born in October.
No, I'm not,
so
but
it's just the
I fuck
time.
With fall.
Like the hardcore winter, like January, early February.
It was bad this year.
You know what I mean?
It was bad this year.
Can't stand that shit.
It wasn't that bad. No, I can't say that. It wasn't that bad, man.
Yeah,
it was just cold.
It be cold.
It was cold as a bitch. I like to go out of town during them times anyway. Nigga.
So we supposed to be on that haze.
Yeah, man.
How you?
It's. I don't know. We'll see.
It ain't that 07 haze.
It ain't that 07 haze.
I don't hear no coughing over here.
It's because I'm trying not to, seeing as though we on the mic. I'm trying not to be choked down on the mic and shit.
It ain't that 07 haze. I mean, I'm high as a bitch. I ain't gonna hold nobody. But I've been high since I got up. All
right. So let's get to some shit, y'all. Have we heard about this Area 51 raid shit?
I've been hearing
because if this shit is real, I'm rolling, bro. I'm with this shit. We need to, as a he was looking for the coffin.
First one,
he found it.
Coughing on the mic. Don't cough into the mic.
Yeah.
I'm Gucci.
That's just the good weed talking. Mm-hmm. But I'm rolling, bro. We can get like a million niggas to storm that bitch.
They can't shoot us all,
bro. They don't have enough gunpowder to kill all of us, bro. Somebody gonna get in there and be able to see an alien and be like, yo, this shit is real, my nigga. And let's be real, okay.
What you think they got in there?
They got all kinds of shit.
If we was able to storm... Okay. Let's just be real. Let's take it to the accountability that if we're talking about aliens, then they're from another world, right? Mm-hmm. They're from another world, from another planet, not from this universe. Mm-hmm. They're from a different galaxy, all of that good stuff. Mm-hmm. So you think, or you mean to think, or you want to like try to tell yourself that these people are equals to us? in all actuality, it can be ones that do telekinesis. It could be ones that can advanced civilization. So do you really believe that they will allow? They could probably put a smoke screen up and be like, "You niggas can't see us." Like, or they got shapeshifters. It's a bunch of them motherfuckers. I mean, so you really think that they make us allow
us to see? A citizen can walk up to Area 51 and
that's not happening. Just any regular. No.
Even if they did, they're not gonna find anything because they would. Been moved, especially by now.
Because everybody's talking about it.
Nah, bro. If them aliens was that dope like y'all talking about, they wouldn't be caught. They wouldn't got caught.
Nah, here's the thing. What if they didn't get caught? What if their whole mission was? Fuck the Roslin shit.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm talking about they. What if there was an agreement before then? For them to come here and kind of do their thing without us having to, because I'm gonna say it like this: we went to war with everything else but aliens, right? Why not? It's been so many accounts of people seeing so many flying saucers, or even the Air Force and all of these other military base people seeing flying saucers and all this other shit, and ain't nobody say, "Oh, we're gonna go and do an investigation, and we're gonna attack this and attack that and do all this." They ain't never said nothing like that, but. Them niggas did a war on drugs. They did a war on Mexicans. They did a war on niggas. a war on the veterans. Them niggas would do a war on everybody and everything but the shit. They might have an agreement.
Let me read the story, what they're talking about for people who don't know. Over 400,000, you said about 600,000, right?
Yeah, that shit. I was gonna say about 640K.
These people have committed to a Facebook event pledging to storm Area 51 in September to see them aliens.
I'm trying to go see them aliens, nigga. Fuck you mean.
I still have sleep.
That's funny.
As of Friday, blah blah blah, joined were listed as going to plan the raid. Organizers said this will take place September 20th at 3 a.m. An additional 640,000.
They already put a time and a date to it.
See what I'm saying? Come on, man.
Yeah, so you're right. Like if they already put a time and date to it, so they can probably get everything. Yo, bro, they even put a time and date to 9/11, and they got that shit up out of there, bro. So you mean to tell me that they ain't gonna try to smoke screen everything they need to smoke screen?
Area 51 is mostly underneath the surface.
It is. Even if they definitely
get to the door,
they're gonna get through, but they got to get down
50 feet. I mean, 500 feet below.
They're not gonna be able to.
Listen,
surface.
No. That's not gonna happen. Listen, attendees will supposedly meet up at a nearby tourist attraction where they will coordinate our entry.
Right.
If we need a tour run, we can move faster than their bullets. Let's see the aliens.
These niggas want a sonic run through shit.
Let's see the aliens.
So they willing to sacrifice the first line. They say in the first
run. Listen, y'all
get
inside. Said their tour run.
Go make it past them bullets. Come on, man.
Let's see the aliens, bro.
Yo, I'm so fucking dead, bro. I'm not doing that shit no more. I'm not down. I'm not moving no more.
If it's 600,000 of us, they can't stop us all, bruh.
Bro, no, like, did you see this shit? Did you see this shit, bro? Look,
certain niggas gotta die for
this. Look at the meme, bro. Hold on, look at the meme.
Yo, they got mad memes.
So,
John,
you wanna see some drink?
300K people goes to the government. I want to see what I never see. Oh, what is it? I always wanted to test this thing.
But why?
It's gonna be bullets shooting through niggas, hitting other niggas and shit.
Come on.
Yo, they gonna have fucking drones killing niggas and shit, bro. Hell nah. They already testing fucking robots beating the shit out of people.
You don't think there's gonna be snipers on them fucking
mountaintops? Bro, they not worried.
The fucking road where they coming in, it's gonna be one road in, one road out.
What's the name? There's a lot of fucking. But bro, they gonna be bombing niggas like fucking Hiroshima, bro. They gonna be fucking bombing shit,
property.
Bro.
You can't just walk on government property.
Fuck it. They can't kill us all, bro.
It's like Fort Knox.
Yo.
Fort Knox got robbed, though, so I ain't trying to hear that.
If it was one,
that shit got robbed.
But if it was one president that would kill everybody. If it was one president to kill everybody, it would be Trump.
It would be.
Oh, yeah. That's facts.
That is the dumbest shit in the world. We got in the gym, run through that whole shit. We about to get shot.
I'm about to Google Fort Knox got robbed before. I would actually
want to know that. If it's true, you got to read the story.
That's a fuck you said, like, bro.
They got mad memes. That shit.
That is the funniest shit in the world.
They can't stop us all, bro.
They can't. They, but I don't know. I'm 50-50 with that now.
Now, here's my question.
Okay, it's never been successful. Not only has there never been a successful robbery of Fort Knox, but no one has even attempted in the last, since 1935, no visitors allowed 4.2 million kilograms of gold. Jesus. Yeah, nah, ain't nobody trying to get that shit. I've seen some footage of Fort Knox. Question? They got like laser beams going across
the lawn. You think it's the average man that's stealing from Fort Knox?
Oh, I mean, if it's going to be somebody stealing, it's going to be an inside job.
It's going to be the government. So you don't think that they tearing that shit up, bro? They tearing that shit up. Hell yeah.
Area 51 thinking it's a joke. I would have just think
that. That's a fact, bro. Yeah.
What did it say?
Only us niggas with the shit.
Turn on homes after Abby start.
Oh, God, bro.
Us walking in the Area 51 with no plan.
Yo, it's mad at these shits, bro. You could just stay on. If they know the tail run off of that, that's the fucking shit.
Right, bitch.
Facts. That shit played. But bro, if that shit real, I'm not rolling. You niggas can go do that shit. I want to see that shit. That shit gotta be live.
They're saying y'all trying to start Area 51 like they haven't harvested alien technology.
That's what I was saying, bro. Like,
hold on.
Y'all gonna get hit with some lasers that you ain't even know coming.
Yeah, say y'all about to run in and that bitch gonna be zapped to dust.
Right, like, bro, them niggas is highly intelligent. You don't think them niggas got some shit in there?
Y'all will be evaporated.
Bro, fuck out of here. Like, you niggas is bugging. They probably got cloaks and shit already.
Exactly. Niggas like, that's bugging. The technology that they fucking with is that, you know what I mean?
They gotta be if they already done invented the shit. They was inventing stupid shit like that back in the 60s.
Listen, I believe that they got a time machine. I believe that there's a time machine.
There has to be.
Can I tell y'all something?
Scientists know how to go back in time.
Can I tell y'all something?
Them niggas only the people that's important. They go back and put themselves in the history. Yeah. That's why you be seeing fucking artifacts of them niggas in fucking history and shit.
I believe that.
Can I tell y'all something? Can I tell y'all my point of view? I don't believe in none of that alien shit.
You don't believe in aliens?
I don't believe in none of that shit.
You don't think it's aliens out here?
I don't believe in none
okay.
of that shit.
Okay,
so. I will explain why and everything.
All right, do that. Let's hear that.
Just picture how big the universe is.
Let's hear his expo first.
We all know the universe. Can we say the universe, or everything y'all talking about, space, all that shit was created at the same time?
Yeah.
From the Big Bang?
This was created at one time.
I'm talking about the Big Bang.
Our galaxy.
Space was created before.
What was before the Big Bang? Like when?
Space and all that was created at the same time. Everything was created all within that same period.
Maybe. Like, of course, there's...
It happened in sporadic.
Yeah, right, of course.
There's different galaxies because, you know, certain
particles
collide and it creates a galaxy.
Yeah, but of course and all that shit. But places. Yeah, of course all that shit all the same. Like, but like, we can't even go to fucking Mars. Look how long we've been alive.
It takes years.
They just as far from us as we are from them.
They're not just as far. They further because you ought to go understand. These motherfuckers is coming from different fucking galaxies. They're coming from different we have the Milky Way here. They probably got 10 Milky Ways in their fucking galaxies and some shit like that.
Now, look,
they might be traveling through black holes.
I'm not saying that we are the only life forms. I'm not saying that I think there has to be.
See, that's just what I'm saying.
But I don't think they're here.
Whoa.
I don't think they're advanced enough to get here.
I mean, that's very highly questionable. But
like,
I think they have, bro.
I think it's illogical to think that.
Okay,
we create flying saucers here. What do we got? They haven't even thrown
flying saucers into military technology.
I kind of agree with Slim because we don't know all the technology just here and you know what I mean.
But they've been doing. Earth.
But look how long
we don't even know about.
Look how long it's
that could be the reason for the space saucers that we see. Is the government doing all kind of crazy technology?
Hell nah. We at this day and age, bro. We got access. So I mean. There ain't nobody, even, yo, bro, if flying saucers was as possible to make, Elon Musk would have fucking made one, bro.
They probably did.
Hell nah, he would have bragged about that shit if he'd have made one. Come on, we talking Elon Musk, the nigga that made Tesla, the nigga that made his own rockets and all of this other shit. He gonna talk about that.
He's not gonna talk about it.
Shit.
Look how long we fucking been alive as humans. It's been dinosaurs, it's been the earth been here for billions, like so whatever, millions of years before
technology,
before even right animals was here. So like, look how long it took us. We humans only been here for a short amount of time. Like, we just sending shit to Mars. Like, there's no way another human.
What if their civilization might be just more in tune and more inclined with.
Nah, but look, even then, it takes light years to get from here to even outside our solar system.
So what if their time? What if their time is not relative? What if time is not relative there though?
It takes like almost like 100. Like,
but what if time isn't relative there though, bro?
It can't be.
Time is relative here. Because maybe time is relative there. Maybe these things that they live, they might live for centuries. Who knows how long they lived or tried to get to where we at?
Underneath the North Pole. There's a whole civilization of lizard people that live underneath the North Pole.
It could be a bunch of shit. So, man.
I can't get too deep into this. Government
goes
knocking
on
my door.
Fuck it.
It takes fucking the distance between Earth and
Pluto. We on to some shit.
The distance between Earth and Pluto is 12 years.
That's not long though, bro. Real talk. That's not long. If you really want to think about that, so from here to Mars should only be like 3 or 4.
You can't.
That's not long though. Why can't you come back?
Cause you are a human being, bro. You can't fucking live in space that long. Like, we're not built to live in space. Even astronauts with the technology, you're just not built.
Window to get to Mars.
You really not built.
Once every 2 years, there's a small window that you can actually land on Mars from Earth.
You really not built. We not built to live in space that. That'll fuck you up so bad. Like, that's why I just don't see them traveling this far.
They smell a little different.
We can just see to them. We can barely see, like, outside of, like, without little telescopes.
That's why they call it advanced civilizations. You know what I mean? Like, they have technology that you can't
I believe all that shit, but how better can it be? Like, look how long we've been alive.
Time might be different there. They say when you go through wormholes, time is like you can't go through no wormhole.
You know how small the wormhole is.
When you hear about when they deal with like these movies and you hear about space and time and all that shit, and they be traveling through wormholes. If you listen to how they kind of break it down, it's more so like time is different when you go through different like portals and shit like that. Like,
what make you think a wormhole is smaller?
I think a wormhole is something like a black hole, but not to the magnitude of a black hole.
I watched some shit about wormholes. That shit's like you like a fucking smaller. You can't even see it, and by the time you go through it, like you.
And it's all theory.
All this shit is theory, though. All of it is theory because nobody proven it to be wrong.
But you've seen a black hole recently.
We know you're not going through a black hole, though. Like, nobody's...
You can't go through it and come
out. Once you go through a black hole, it's body.
To tell what the story of...
Nobody has really lived to go to Mars and say... Nobody's going to live to do any of this shit. That's the case. Who knows?
They got a rover on Mars.
The first shit we just sent out, like, just reaching, like, fucking the edge of the solar system. Like, and we could... And it takes, like, years for one radio transmission to come back to us. Like, I just don't see... A fucking
civilization coming to Earth.
Getting this far without us.
What's the point of y'all?
But that's
wait, wait,
if
no, wait.
Advanced, what the fuck are y'all doing here?
Without us seeing Like without a random astrologer or something seeing the shit coming. Like,
come I'll on, tell man. You this.
We'll see that shit
reason
coming,
why they
bro.
Come to us is not for us as people, it's for our resources. True. The things of this earth are
if
resourceful.
They come here, that's what it would
the
be
earth is resourceful,
resources.
Period. So to come here, you have to give us a treaty, and you have to be able to let us, or we'll have to do a treaty with us to say, listen, we won't kill y'all. We'll let y'all live. Just let us do what we got to do.
But nah, that's the thing. If they advance to get here, they're going to body us.
Nah, but some people, but not all races, just not all races of aliens might be those killers.
You got
to
kill us.
But you don't have to, though.
We got
to
kill them.
Nah, they obviously
not. You not going to pop off?
Nah.
You not going to pop off?
I mean, only if it's a threat. Only if it's a threat.
God,
yeah,
too.
But it's a threat.
What?
What? But what if this nigga got telekinesis, bro? What if he got telekinesis, bro? He already know what you're thinking. He gonna be like, bitch, why you trying to kill me? Why you trying to kill me? I know you trying to kill me.
They want his resources.
Like, they want, yo, we'll leave y'all alone. We'll leave y'all alone. We just want the resources. We can go about our business.
What is they here for this shit?
But they ain't Thanos.
If aliens come,
the plan is being crippled.
If aliens come, stop everything, and listen, we gotta kill these niggas
right
now.
They have to pull their resources.
Yo, they homes might be going crazy because, I mean, like
but
they
what
said,
the fuck
they've been living
for
centuries,
for?
And they might live past their times of their planets being alive, so they get in these machines, and they try to go to these other places to try to get as much natural resources as they can so they can build a new country or build another place.
Like this, they want
to
just kill
them. Yeah, man, they just trying to live, bro. They just trying to live. They don't need no food.
They don't want to kill for the material.
They just want to. They want to be able to get the material. Let everybody else. Let everybody else do what they do. That's why these mountains is falling and all of this shit, bro. That's why we keep having all these earthquakes and all that shit because they drilling and all that shit on the ground. But
because we don't got enough for ourselves,
they gonna kill us anyway. I feel you.
So we gotta kill them.
Maybe they can help us in the future.
They gonna kill us anyway. They cause all these earthquakes and all this shit. They drilling on the ground and everything. Fucking. Mountain slides and all of this other natural disasters. That ain't no natural disasters. Them niggas underground. Fuck
I'm
that.
I'm not rocking none of those.
My nigga said, "Nah, get these niggas the fuck out of here. Yeah, they trying. Sure. They trying to kill us. Fuck that." But nah, that's the, I don't know. So if the aliens are here, what we doing? What we got to do? We got to kill these niggas.
So what if our Earth die and we got to go to another place that's inhabited by somebody?
We don't have all the money, and we don't have the resources for everybody to get here, bro.
We can't see. There's no inhabitable.
It's not. We not
in our galaxy, but we can barely see past this galaxy. What if we
got
travel shit?
I got you.
Earth 2.
That shit ain't wrong.
Another, you know, Earth.
Only the rich gonna get there, bro.
I mean, if somebody gonna get there, but what if
somebody they act like there. Not you
know,
us?
They gonna be like, nah, y'all, we don't want y'all here. What the fuck y'all doing here? Y'all, you know what I mean? Y'all fucked y'all Earth up. Y'all gonna come over here and fuck our shit up?
Yeah, we dig on body.
He said,
"Yeah,
we
gotta fight."
They gonna kill us, bro. They gonna kill us. All that extra. These niggas got fucking.
But we're gonna try to share our technology.
These niggas got what? Share our technology? They gonna be like, "Bitch, get this shit out of here." The fuck is
first
this
of all,
old ass?
First of all,
BC technology y'all using?
But the smartest of us is gonna make it to the next galaxy.
The smartest of us is gonna be the dumbest one. Sit down.
First of all, it's football season, so y'all gotta come back later. I ain't trying to hear none of that shit. Because if aliens come, there's so many random niggas looking at telescopes, they gonna see it and say something.
Nah,
like,
it's been so many fucking UFOs, bro. It's been UFO sightings.
Listen, I've seen video footage of a whole city.
It's like,
everybody took video footage of this shit.
That's the fucking government, bro.
How do we know that, bro? Because if that's the case, they've been doing this shit since
even if it is the government, that's advanced technology. Where did they get that technology?
But they had this since, like, Reagan or even before Reagan or some shit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
remember the shits that was hovering over the fucking the White House
right now.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, man, hell no. Nah. Time is not relative to them. They know how to breeze through that shit, bro.
If you're saying that, then Dr. Sir, then hell no, you can't just fucking without what? How?
Because they don't see. Yo, we 3D people.
You can't go that far without.
We 3D people, bro. They might not be.
You can't go that far without fucking jail.
They might not be,
bro.
They might not. If they can shapeshift to do all of this shit, they might not be in all this shit.
Bro, you only got enough fuel for whatever just to get.
That's why they need to come in and get the ratchet resources, bro.
Once you get so far,
they need our resources.
There's ways of getting around.
That's why they need our resources.
Liquid fuel as energy.
Bro, once you get so far, you better just start flowing. They figured all that shit out, bro.
Energy out of batteries.
It's tested.
They figured all that shit out. That's minuscule to them.
There's batteries that are so small, they can power this whole city.
That's minuscule to them, bro. Like, I'm telling you, that energy shit, yeah, bro.
We literally tested it. It's shit we sent out to space. It's shit we sent out to space that just, it's, once it gets so far, it's just gonna float in a natural, it's just going with the flow of space. Like,
that's what you know, man.
That's what, yeah, that's what we think. That's to what we think.
And why are they not here
yet? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Why in the history of human are they not here yet?
We don't know shit.
Why in the history of humankind are we, have not seen nothing, documented nothing.
Because they won't allow it to be.
Who is they?
The fucking government.
Everybody in the history of the government.
They don't want to cause an uproar. Right. They don't know if everybody is going to be keen. Everybody can't be.
One person in the history of life.
If the aliens just reveal themselves today, bro, it's going to be an uproar. They're going to be crazy.
Like, what the fuck are you doing?
It's
going
to be a bunch of madness. An alien could be your next door neighbor. You don't even know it. Like,
not one person in the history of life said in the government ever just popped out and said, randomly said something.
Hell yeah, bro. The nigga JFK said that shit, bro.
No, wait. I got one question now. What if we are the aliens?
There's a thing. That's what I was, I mean, who's to say?
True.
So, homie, we can't be mad at shit. We might be aliens. We don't know.
We still got to fight. There's not enough of us, nigga. So.
I got beef and broccoli right here. Come on, pussy, bro. What's up, nigga?
Get them out of here.
Fuck you, me, nigga. Y'all gonna get these rounds.
All right, so yo, let's get into some other alien looking ass nigga, Russell Westbrook.
Oh shit.
Russell Westbrook.
The news is
broken. We knew
broken.
It was coming before last podcast.
Yeah, we knew something was gonna happen because we knew that nigga wasn't just gonna stay in Oklahoma by himself.
We
get
knew
the
it was coming.
Fuck out of here. Russell.
I didn't think Houston either.
I didn't think Houston.
Not for CP.
We were saying somewhere like the East.
Miami.
We were saying somewhere in the East. Probably
Toronto,
like Washington.
Miami,
some
Toronto.
Shit.
That shit came across somebody. My phone like a weather alert.
What? That nigga, bro, hit me like, yo, this nigga Russ. I said, wait, what? So, and here's the thing. Russ playing with James Harden might just be the thing he needs. It just might be it.
It might be good for both of them because they
both
got to
leave them two.
They the last two MVPs. They both got to.
And they both triple-double happy.
And, yo, it's not like how other duos, they never played with each other before. Them niggas played 3 years together.
And then the nigga Harden said they grew up since they was 10 together. So that's his man.
Harden was pushing for the trade.
That's
Harden
his man. So
Harden could have stopped it if it was a real problem with CP3. He could have said, no, keep this thing.
Right.
But Harden was facilitating that shit like, yo,
that
I want
shit,
this.
Yeah, get this nigga out of here, bro.
Give me my bro back.
We going to get into CP, but fucking Russ. So we put Russ at the ball. We can relieve James to be able to do whatever he need to do. Maybe we'll see a little bit more defense out of James.
They got Clint Capella still.
We'll see some more defense out of James.
They got Eric Gordon, Clint Capella.
They still got a nice little squad.
They didn't give up no players but Chris Paul.
So, I mean, boom. Or you could put James Harden on ball and let that nigga Russ be off ball.
My only thing is both of them niggas do not.
Somebody got to choose fourth quarter.
Nah, both them niggas do not.
They don't mesh.
When one of them don't have the ball, they're just gonna stand there and watch. Like, them niggas do not create points off of slashing and cutting to the basket.
Well, Russ could though, because he never really had nobody other than PG. And you seen the chemistry with him and PG when Russ is off the ball, they get a lot of splits and he get a lot of dunks and all of that stuff like that. They can do a lot of that because of. The idea of if they keep doing what they do, if they bring it together, they are triple-double machines. So now, you got two players doing double figures in three different categories. Somebody best to be winning around that bitch. No hold. Like, somebody best be winning around that motherfucker. Because, I mean,
you got two MVPs in their prime.
Oh, God. Like, yo. Come on, son. Like, something about to be happening.
But my thing is, Mike D'Antoni's offense is shooting threes. Westbrook can't shoot.
But here's the thing. That's good for him. Because Westbrook like to pass the ball now. So if you get some shooters around Westbrook, and he's not like, yo, damn, I ain't got nobody. Because now if you think about it, the only real true shooter that has been around him in these last previous years has been PG. He has not really, since KD, had a real shooter that's been around him doing his thing. You got like Terrence Ferguson on the side. You got like fucking, you got, what's that other nigga name? Roberson and shit. Bum ass nigga. Nigga, who? Oh, like, what? Son, come on, son.
I take that nigga spot in 2K every time.
And that's why the nigga Russell, he had to start doing what he did. So he, like, yo, now I got niggas like EG and all these niggas around me that can actually shoot the ball.
I like it, bro. I like it.
I do too. I kind of think it might fit.
Okay, you know what? Since OKC traded Paul George and we knew that kind of eliminated OKC from, you know, joining the West, because the West is lit right now. So now, okay, we're going to get OKC out of here, at least get Westbrook to somebody who's going to, now, because remember we was like, yo, I got the Rockets like six.
Yeah, so, we was sketchy about the Rockets.
Now, I think they get
They made themselves a contender. So now we got the
Warriors.
Let's reevaluate.
Okay, because this is the last domino. That's, I promise y'all, that's the last.
No, it no, can't wait, be, Chris, bro. Because Chris Paul like, going. That's when we get into that in a second. Okay, we get to that second. So let's reevaluate.
You want to cap off Chris Paul?
Okay, let's cap Chris Paul and then we reevaluate, because that makes a difference. It does make a difference. So with Chris Paul going to OKC, he has the option of,
they say they want to move,
taking the money, or he can opt out and be able to move around.
Nah, I gotta trade him.
He is still opt out the contract and they can still move him. He can still be able to move to another place.
He can't do that with that contract though.
110? I mean, if he take less.
He can't.
He could, if he decide to.
He can't fuck with that contract. That's the biggest problem. OKC's gonna have to trade Chris Paul and give up a pick. For whatever they got.
I don't think so.
They got to because of that contract. I'm telling you, that contract. That's why the Lakers can't get them.
Well, that's what the blogs are talking about. Nigga might go to the Lakers or some shit like that. He wanna sign with the Lakers. He wanna go play with LeBron.
Beat his ass.
And that's what I wanted to get into. That's why I said I wanted to hope. Cause the beef between Rondo and fucking Chris Paul. What's gonna happen if it's that's, do they happen. Dump Rondo, dumbass? Or like, or do they not? Because Rondo really
don't
is kinda
no money, bro. The Lakers are broke. Yeah. They need more
support. In the on the bench too. Yo, to go Chris spend Paul, multiple.
Chris Paul is getting fucking $38 million this year.
Yeah.
He getting $41 million next year and like another $40 million in 2022. Like, nah, why the fuck he got like a 5th-year option to take like another man. Like, why the fuck would the Rockets do that shit?
And he not a champion.
Yo,
none of that shit, bro. He got minor accolades when it comes to being a point guard. He might go down as
a great. He gotta go to the East. I think if he could get with Jimmy Butler.
Bro, no, because Jimmy Butler snuffed that nigga. Because they always talk about.
But they both.
Because they say, nah, the reason why it'll work for him to go to a place like the Lakers because he's around friends. They always say that he's a liability because he butt heads with everybody.
Go where he want to go because he's not a free agent. It's a trade.
But he a vet and he feel like he can move that way. That's why.
He can't, though. He got to get traded. That's why he in OKC now. He can't control where he want to go.
Dumbass.
He's sick. So what I would do is just make OKC. Let me show you something.
And then what are the, yo, that's the worst trade ever. You get Russ. And shit, like, you got to go to a team that ain't got nobody but Steven Adams right now. Yeah,
this is what OKC got for Paul George and Russell Westbrook. This is the next picks they got till 2026. All these first rounders, bro.
Yeah, that is fucking ridiculous.
So, I'm like,
they got 16 picks or something, like 15 or 16
picks.
Yeah,
it's like 15. But, yo, the Clippers are going to be...
Everybody going to be heavy.
Contending. The Rockets are going to be contending. So, them picks is going to be late first rounders. Late first rounders.
But here's the thing for Chris Paul. He needs a title now.
So, right. So, I'm like, yo, okay. So, you got all these fucking picks, right? Go get me Bradley Beal. Go get me somebody who need to give me Kevin Love.
Facts. You need to start fucking.
We can fix this right now.
Yeah. I see where you go with this.
Because I can rock with Steven
Adams. I can tell you. Yeah, he can take Steven out. Okay, so he can fuck around and go get
Bradley Kevin Bill, Love.
And he can go get another piece. Like
give
yeah.
Give me J.R. Smith.
Get somebody.
Quick.
Go pick up a couple of little pieces and give up like 4 or 5 of them motherfuckers. Go toss them bitches
off. Because you're still going to be good.
Get them 2016 picks, like 2024 through 2026. Get them bitches out the way. Because, I mean, that's a minute from now, nigga. I would really try to trade
the Clippers picks. Cause you know the Clippers picks gonna be at like a 29.
Yeah, high. They're gonna be deep.
What is that shit? That's a second round pick basically. All of them. The Houston gonna be in the playoffs? Second round picks basically.
Yeah, so yeah.
I was just trying to fix it
finagle
real quick.
That, yeah, I finagle. Yeah, I
look how many stars OKC been since they came through. They got Rush, KD, fucking Serge. Steven Collison, Serge, fucking Carmelo, Oladipo, goddamn, oh my. Shut these niggas down and move them back to Seattle. We done tried. You got all these picks.
Let's go.
Trade Chris Paul, get some more picks, and just move back to Seattle and rebuild the whole. You got a future.
Yeah. They got to just get rid of Chris Paul.
All right, so, and Steven Adams. We got to start like him.
Yeah,
we got to save him.
But do Steven Adams want to stay? Because Steven Adams deserves a fucking championship, bro.
That's that nigga. He nice, bro. That's that nigga.
He reliable as shit, too. So he deserves a nice contract.
So let's get the re-ranking real quick.
All right, boom. So,
who you got?
We had, who was your top five again? You said you had the Clippers being one.
I'm going to roll with the Clippers, the Lakers. No, I lie. I'm gonna go with the Clippers, the Nuggets, the Lakers, Utah.
Bro, this shit is.
I'm gonna go Utah. Golden State, Portland.
Hold on, bro.
Houston. I might put. I don't know if I want to put Houston over Portland.
Okay. Okay, so, cause we going based off from last year, we'll say this we'll go with top 8 teams.
All right, so my top 8 right now.
Last year.
My top 8 right now in the West.
Cause that's gonna be the playoffs right there.
All right, so my top 8 right now in the West is the Clippers.
One.
The Nuggets.
Two.
The Lakers.
Three.
Utah.
Four.
The Rockets.
Five.
Portland.
Six.
The Warriors.
Seven.
I'm going to switch the Warriors and Portland.
See, I see a sleeper in there. I don't think you really gave it. It's a sleeper in there, bro.
It's not Sacramento.
No, it's the Mavs, bro.
Yeah, you right.
The fucking
yeah.
Mavs.
Yo, they got KP.
They got Luka. Them niggas is about to be.
No,
they got Dennis, Dennis over there. They got, what's the name over there? What's that other nigga? They point guard. That's Luka, right? Luka, they point guard, right?
Oh, I think so.
Oh, nah, he got to be something now because. KP playing. What is he playing?
Center what was their forward? Last? There was 14th last year. It's time for them to step up. It is. You're right. I'm ready for the Mavericks. They got the talent. It's time.
We rolling. So okay, for me, I'm going with LA number
Steph
one.
Curry.
I gotta go. Lakers number one. I gotta go. Clips number two. I gotta go. Nuggets three. Fuck. Nuggets three.
That's I'm hard after that. And I'm only giving the Nuggets that for the benefit of the doubt. They was nice
the last year. The Nuggets, is, and they didn't make no moves. They didn't really need to make no moves. They was nice as a motherfucker without all them names.
They still need something, though. They're missing
one piece, but it's acquirable.
I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt.
They're okay. They can catch that next year. We can let everything kind of flow over this year.
They got a hoop this year, though.
Yeah, they got a hoop, though. They definitely got a hoop. I'm going to go with, okay, we got LA, the both LA teams number 1 and 2. We got 3 Nuggets. I'm gonna go with Houston number 4 for the simple fact that Russ acquired. Okay, cool. Boom. I'm gonna go Warriors 5.
Okay.
See, here is where it really gets hard. Because I'm thinking Mavs 6.
I'm thinking Mavs.
See, and that's why I was going 6-7 with him and with him in Utah. See, because Utah, that's gonna be a.
You think the Mavs in Utah are better than Portland?
But I don't.
Portland got nice. Portland got nice.
I forgot about Portland.
They get nurtured.
So, let's redo this. Oh. So, them three, I'm gonna keep the top. And I'm going to go Portland number 4 and then go Houston number 5. And then
Golden State. I'm telling you, I don't know.
Golden State. Cuz I'm, bro, I'm an avid Spurs.
You can't ever count them out. They at least going to be in that bitch.
They going to be somewhere, son. So, it's hard.
Everybody really got all these niggas, and then you look up the Spurs like third in the West. What the fuck?
Baby, bro. Like, so, the West about to be difficult, bro. Okay.
But I could see the Warriors being a lower seed only because, okay, I could see them struggling in the beginning. Then once Clay get back, they make a little surge.
Yeah.
So, they still got D-Lo. They still got a nice little squad. You still got Steph. You still got Draymond.
And then Clay. That's it.
You still got the young boys that was hoping.
I mean, what's the name? Quinn Cook gone. He over in LA.
Yeah, but
and they got Avery Bradley.
I like Avery Bradley. I like that pickup.
So, bro, listen. Yo, LA go be.
Yo, did you hear they announced LeBron playing point?
Yes, bro. Yo, bro, who's checking him, son? They gotta have to shoot. They got to reevaluate all the way. They gotta reevaluate their whole game.
He's not gonna be checking the point guard. My only issue is your defense.
But what? Why? Why?
I don't know why.
Everybody's scrappy. Everybody else is scrappy, bro. Especially if DeMarcus is healthy enough to come in and play with AD again. It's over, bro. They got LeBron and AD and DeMarcus Cousins playing. Bro, it's over. It's over, bro. It's over, bro. It's fucking over. And just let everybody else play their role, son. Yo, it's done, son. You're done. Yo, niggas think this shit gonna be sweet. No, bro. All right, son. Niggas talking about the Clippers. Okay, yeah, the Clippers. They gonna do their thing, yeah. But LA, son, it's just gonna be a battleground, bro.
You know what's move I'm waiting for them to make? The final move I'm waiting for them to make is getting that shooter, Kyle Korver.
Kyle Korver's washed up to me.
That's a lot. No, he wasn't.
He washed.
Yeah, right.
He washed.
He can hit a three for me.
He can, but he washed, bro. You only gonna get a nigga like 15 minutes, if that.
That's like 12. All you need.
All I need is 3 of those minutes. Bitch, you gonna give me 18, nigga.
He got LeBron. Fuck, you know how LeBron always got him a Mike Miller or a goddamn.
He had Kyle too.
They played together before, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, get his ass out there. Y'all need that strength.
No, it would have been stupid if they had acquired J.J. Redick.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that would have been the next Jesus. Pick.
But J.J. worth too much.
So, yeah. We might have one more. Basketball
is just popping, bro. Right now, it's too much going on in the league for basketball not to be spoken about. It's just too much.
In the summer league popping.
Bruh, like, son. Okay, so what we talking about? Zion already hurt. I think we got to touch on that a little bit. So is that an indication? Is that the whole summer league? Bro, so is that an indication of what's to come of the fucking league for this man?
I remember Lonzo Ball kept getting hurt in the summer league.
I told niggas. My A, bro. Your A.
But why you getting hurt? He out of shape. He came to camp fat as a bitch. Like,
but he's been known to be able to throw that weight around his whole basketball career.
He's
playing against.
But he's 21 though. I don't think it's nothing for him to whip back in shape, right?
No, they got to change his diet. They got to really change it. But I don't think it's his diet. I think that's just him. He's naturally built that way.
He can't be down there eating gumbo and goddamn.
Bro, listen, that's New Orleans. That's the mecca of food, bro. Like, no
crawfish and
nigga, what? Eating fucking what's them damn puffs and shit?
Jambalaya, all
with some shit. It's like a oh my God, please, Jesus. Oh my God, I can't go further without that. I mean, no, it's like these donuts that got these powder on them, and it's like,
I don't know.
Oh my God, son. It's a delicacy there. Like, they do them bitches there, like,
down south?
In New Orleans.
Oh, New Orleans.
It's not just Niles? Down south. No, this is just New Orleans. It's the Nala.
I think he just need to get in shape. You know,
he needs to get in shape. He can't, but that's his body type. They try to knock him into shape and do, bro. Look what happened. He just got stronger. That's it. He just got stronger.
I'm not gonna judge him off that one time of seeing him.
But
he was nice too.
He's injured, bro. He's injured. And we talking leg injury already. Yeah. Nigga, that's your bread and butter.
He was injured in college.
Bro, listen, that's your bread and butter though. That's your bread and butter. If you don't have your legs, you don't have nothing. Because you don't got a jumper.
So, and you know what? Not playing in the summer league is not helping him.
It's not helping him anymore. That's why I said, my nigga. That's why I said, where's his development going to be in the league? He's not going to be able to develop because he's not going to be playing the same. Now he's definitely not playing the same because he injured.
He got to learn, though. Like, you got to do the shit.
He young.
I'm not. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I'm not going to judge him up to one time.
I hope this. Right. Yo, Zion, my nigga. If you ever hear this, bro, I hope your ass get well, and I hope you develop everything you need to develop to keep yourself like a legend in the league. Ben Yays, thank you, bro. Oh, thank you, bro. I hope you be able to acquire everything in the league that you came into the league for and everything, because at this point, my nigga, I'm rooting for you. I just don't be able, I'm not able to see the development of what you're doing right now as something that's helping you, bro. I feel like you should have stayed in college under the Krzyzewski a little bit, develop your jumper a little bit more. But if you're gonna do this and you in the league now, it's over. So, boy, you need to get into the gym while you're working out and doing your thing and stretching your legs and all, and shoot the shit out that damn gym. You need to be in there shooting 3, 4, 5, 6 elbow jumpers, nigga. 500, man, yo, you need to be, by the time you leave the gym, shoot about 5,000 shots, bro. I'm sorry, it needs to happen, bro. You need to be able to get muscle memory and making these, and I ain't talking threes, my nigga. Fuck the threes. Get around that arc. Shoot those elbows. Be able to hit that mid-range. Be able to get your back to the basket and be able to do a turnaround jumper. Do something. Add something to your repertoire, because if you don't and your legs don't heal the way you need them to, you're done, son. You're done. You're done. Your basketball career is done. You only made one time money, and I'm sorry, bro. If you don't take that shoe deal from Master P, you're done, son. You're done, brethren. I'm sorry. You better do something, my nigga, because this shit, yo, in the league, it's a different ball game, my nigga. You have to have multiple skills. You just can't have one. Your legs can't be your bread and butter. It's so many athletic people in the league, nigga.
They pay millions of dollars. You should know all five positions.
You don't. I wouldn't say that, but for him, he's a hybrid though, bro. He's a rare breed.
You at least know how to play five positions.
No, for him,
that's your job.
No. For him, no, bro. He's a rare breed. You don't find no Zions. He's tall enough to be a guard, but he's big enough. And his body type big enough, and his leaping ability, he can play center. He's a three in between a three and four, but he can play that guard, but he doesn't have a jumper. So he's in that three and four range. So then he's even a hybrid because you can't even place him early in there. He's more hybrid than Draymond Green,
that's
bro.
That's what I'm speaking on is the hybrid type. I mean, I understand somebody.
He can't learn all
foot,
five, but he needs to learn.
7 foot five. I'm not expecting you to be able to dribble the ball through somebody's
listen,
legs.
Listen, he should be able to dribble and do all of that stuff. That's he has to be able to develop.
Certain people have certain
he has to have handles
of them.
But he also needs to be able to put his back to that basket and do his thing.
All right, here's my question. Which team won't make it to the second round?
But listen. Niggas talking about this year, like this year going to be like bad. Like this shit going to be the illest year. Yo, bro, when Kevin Durant comes back and joins the fucking the Nets, that's when we going to be talking about a real basketball game now. Now we really talking basketball because now everything is equal. Kyrie like, well, I got my mans now too. Now what's up? I might have to go this year without my mans, but I got me a 1-2 punch. The only person that we worried about right now is Bradley Beal because of John Wall. But even then,
but let me read off this list real quick to you. I got this one.
That's crazy.
I got a list for you. This is the list of NBA free agents, NBA players that would be free agents of the year. I was just going outside to look for one, but I don't want to. I don't know where mine went.
It's a wine. Or it's a berry.
I don't know
bro.
Where mine went, bro. Y'all like the flavor.
I got one
of those. I like the yellow one.
I ain't got the smooth, John.
This
nigga.
But yo. This is a list of players that
Reggie John. I think he might fuck with the Reg.
No, I'm good.
Fuck with the Reg.
That shit too harsh.
Wee.
This is a list of players that are free agents in the year 2021. Next year.
I fuck with this wine. You had this one yet? You might fuck with it.
No, I don't like the wine. It give me a headache.
Nah. That's what I thought too. I fuck with the wine one because it's not like the wine blacks. I don't fuck with the wine black. Some shit's done, son.
Horrible.
They done.
Yo.
It's like incense.
Next year, free agents, Chris Paul, LeBron, Kawhi, Blake, Paul George.
Griffin?
Yeah. Gordon Hayward, Mike Conley, DeMar DeRozan, CJ McCollum, Otto Porter, Jrue Holiday, Rudy Gobert, Anthony Davis, Bradley Beal, Andre, Giannis. Steven Adams, LaMarcus Aldridge.
Boy, that's why I just say that.
Victor Oladipo.
Next year about to be even dumber, bruh.
JJ Redick.
Because mind you, Kyrie, they signed everybody for max deals. So them niggas is there.
Who?
The Nets, they're set.
Oh, yeah.
They're dead. So everybody else can move around for real now. Ooh. So niggas just, man, everybody just chill out this round. Man, let this year happen. Let this shit roll out. Next year?
If I'm the Knicks, I'm going after Giannis.
Yo, if the Knicks is smart, they better go get five niggas.
I'm going after Giannis and motherfucking CJ.
Boy, you better go after the Kawhi. After the Kawhi.
Giannis and Kawhi? Kawhi, West Coast.
Fuck that. He didn't come to New York. He trying to build legacy, bro. Think
give me
about
Giannis.
That.
Give me Giannis.
Giannis to him? What? Give Giannis some shooters. You need Giannis with some shooters, bro. I'm sorry.
I need a superstar.
You need a superstar, but you need about two of them, three of them things. Because the Knicks need a... If they're going to do something like that, they need a hitter.
I need CJ.
They need three off the bat. Okay, so out of this... Bro, who we rolling with? Out of three, you get a point guard, a shooting guard, and then you get your star.
All right. My point guard is going to be... I can't put CJ at the point, can I? But my point is going to be RJ Barrett, ain't it?
You got Mike Conley on there. You got Jrue Holiday.
But ain't RJ Barrett my point?
RJ... So you rolling with...
Do I got a choice?
I don't even know reason.
sitting there.
Hell yeah! Nigga, you gonna take Drew? You gonna take Barrett over one of these niggas?
What if,
man?
What if he nice? RJ,
you better get the fuck. You better go sit your ass the fuck down.
All right,
fuck
so,
you, mean, bitch. You rookie ass nigga. You better shut the fuck down, bitch.
I'm gonna go with Giannis. I'm gonna go with Rudy Gobert.
Rudy?
Yeah.
Okay, so you going big man. I feel you. Okay.
And I'm about to give me a shooter, CJ.
Okay, so you went that route. I'm rolling. Okay. Okay. So if I'm the Knicks, I'm going to go.
Because I just don't see these West Coast niggas coming, like Paul George and Kawhi coming to the Knicks. Them West Coast niggas.
But Kawhi wants to build a legacy, right?
I mean, in L.A.
But he's a free agent, and he might not stay in L.A. So, with that being said, if the Knicks going to pay him, he I'm pretty sure he'll try to go change and he'll make a legacy. But I will try to go and get a point guard for y'all, a real true point guard like a Mike Conley or a Drew. I wouldn't go for a Chris Paul because he that's a body, that's a dub. I will go for a LaMarcus.
I fuck with LA.
And I would do a Giannis. I would do a Giannis, LaMarcus, and a probably like a Mike Conley or some shit like that. And what I do, I just blend in some shooters. I blend in some shit, but I really go heavy for my bench. Cause that's what niggas be fucking up at. Niggas go top heavy on the first half of their team instead of just yo.
So listen. That's right. Okay, so you got RJ, Dennis Smith.
Yeah, that's why I put him on the second team. Cause nigga, listen, you coming in against some other niggas where you gonna be able to shine now. So now it's like, yo, do your thing. So but if yo, you fuck we only, up, we not really we looking got at enough, you. We allow you to be able to develop instead
we only
of
got
you
room
pressure.
For two max players.
Y'all need two. Y'all only need two. Two so niggas. Pay. Y'all give Giannis a max okay. and give.
You give LaMarcus the max.
No. Okay. I will give Mike Conley the max.
Right, Mike Conley.
Yes, Mike Conley would be worth it because yo, Mike Conley's worth it. If they give it to him over in fucking.
I fuck with Mike Conley.
Utah.
I get Dennis Schroeder.
No, bro, I'm not giving no Dennis Schroeder. Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
just a bunch of felons.
But yeah, felons. Yeah. JJ Redick, Will Barrett. I fuck with Will Barrett.
Patty Mills.
And you got Trevor.
DeAndre.
A lot of these niggas, bro.
DeAndre Ayton, I think
son,
he.
This shit gonna be wide the fuck open. Y'all can do so much damage. Y'all don't even gotta sign everybody to max deals. Y'all can do three
niggas.
Two, yeah.
PJ Tucker, Lonzo.
Luka. Little 1 year deal.
Jason Tatum, Jabari Parker.
Yo, bro, listen, stop with the bullshit. This
De'Aaron
shit
Fox.
About to be real next year, bro.
De'Aaron Fox.
Everybody is up for fucking free agency next year. Everybody, yo, bro.
Hey, yo, I got a question.
Only two people that's not is Kyrie and fucking Kevin.
Is motherfucking.
And Steph and Clay and Draymond, I believe.
Can we call Jabari Parker a bust? Can I give
him
a bust?
No. Because remember, he came off an injury, right? And then when he played with the Bucks for the minute, he was working. They switched him over to whatever team I forgot.
I think Giannis just ran just.
And he
Giannis,
just he turned
man.
Up. Whenever he got in,
to
his, whenever he got in.
Player Chicago.
Yeah, whenever he got in, but he was hooping. I mean you put Chicago's not a place. Chicago's not a place where they have a Showtime person right now. Niggas ain't really like looking and checking for Chicago, so he's not really there on TV like that. But he was giving you like 15, 16 points a game, shit like that.
I thought that nigga was gonna be fired.
Nah, but Jabari, he got injured quick. He got injured early. And that has, he got a leg injury, and he never really kind of recovered all the way the same that he should have. But, it happens. That's what leg injuries do. It's 50-50. You don't know.
I would fuck with DeAndre Ayton, too. From Phoenix, I think he another one who didn't get the shot.
Bro, Lou Williams is up for fucking for, bro, listen. Niggas think Clint Capella is too? That's... Yo, bro, oh my God. I'm just, okay. Next year? This year's gonna be fun. Please believe that shit. This year's gonna be fun.
So the teams who missed out this year, like the Knicks.
They cool and be like, okay, yeah.
Just chill. Save our money. We didn't sign nobody crazy.
Yeah, and it's like getting these Maddies. Let's not be giving all these contracts all willy-nilly and shit. Let's wait till next year, because next year is going to be a whole bunch of money being floated the fuck around, bro. Oh, my God. Because everybody team wide the fuck open.
And KD coming back.
Bro, listen, and KD coming back.
I can't wait for KD
coming back. Oh, my God. Now we talking some basketball, because KD now with the bitch squad.
I fuck with KD. That's why.
I fuck with KD, too, but by himself. He not really by himself, but
that's why I'm with mad.
On his own merit.
That's why I'm mad he let Kyrie talk him into going to the
Nets. Nah, he cool. Like, that's bitch. Cool. He needed a point guard. You he bitch, needs a point guard because he can't bring the ball up. He needs to be able to. He's better not having to worry about bringing the ball up. Let him position us somewhere in the court and let him rock.
He'll be fired with any point guard.
No, he won't be, because Kyrie wants to give him the ball. He wants to give him that. They got this
one like
for
it.
Each other to be
I
able
like
to.
I like it.
I can let we can both shine.
Kyrie
nigga.
A bitch, but I
yeah,
like
he
it.
Yeah, he is. He pussy. He a Robin.
Like
he a Robin.
I like it. It's
but
good.
I'm rolling.
I'm just upset KD hurt.
That's so who team is it? Kyrie's or Kevin's?
It gotta be KD. It gotta
even
be.
With the injury?
Yeah.
He not gonna play the first year?
Yeah, it gotta be. KD is KD. Hell no. KD the best player on the planet.
And he got more championships.
KD is that nigga. KD is that nigga. Yo, when it was fucking winning time in Golden State, when it was the fourth
yep.
quarter.
Yeah, we found out.
Steph
found out
know what's up. Clay know what's up. Get a ball to KD and move the fuck out the way. KD gonna hit it every time.
Or miss the sixth game. Miss the sixth game.
Nigga, struggle.
We'll take that. But
KD fire, bro.
KD I right, though. We gonna really see KD for who he is now. Now that's how I feel.
I'm upset.
Now we gonna truly KD. This is your real moment when you get back in the game, but now we really gonna see what's if you his leg Achilles. So now you gonna we gonna really see what your game is. We gonna
but
really see if he's this true. How? Why?
So if come
because
back
he's on his own merit. He's on his own merit. Now he can't. He don't got fucking Steph and Clay and Draymond and all these other niggas that they can ride on and all. He got his fucking Kyrie.
And then the thing
like
is,
LeBron James.
Then the thing is, they could next year free agency hit the Nets can add a little bit.
They could add some more. But
I fuck with it. The Nets is bitches though.
Hold up, though. Maybe. But maybe that was smart of y'all to not do that because of the following year. Y'all might have seen like, yo, listen, if we invest now, we lose later.
No, we fucking turned down the fucking
thing. If y'all invest now, y'all lose later.
We fucking already lost because we didn't even try to get Kyrie.
Y'all didn't.
We didn't even try to get Kawhi.
So?
Why didn't you?
Because Kawhi's up for free agency next year. Why would you get him now? Because
you could have signed him to a
deal
with
him. Nope, he ain't want that.
No,
he ain't want that. Let him do what he gonna do and get him next year.
No, man. Get this thinking now.
You could bribe him better. You could bribe him better. Because now you could be like, yo, you see it didn't work out that way. So now you can come on this way. We can get you what we gonna get you, and you could be the Mecca of
you
this.
At least gotta test the waters and get these niggas.
That was smart. They need to clear up their management and all that shit. They need to just clear shit out.
You think they need another year cleanser?
They need to cleanse that shit, bro.
We lost 18 straight games.
Bro, y'all gonna do okay. And they added Marcus Morris trying to come over to New York. Remember that?
These are all good role players if we have a superstar.
But they're building towards that. I mean, why not next year? Get y'all a big superstar. Now we can, if we add y'all as pieces and y'all keep rolling with us, we're going to give y'all two big superstars and another player.
Who is the next nigga in college coming?
Ain't nobody checking for that right now, bro. I don't even know. I can't even hold you, bro. I can't even hold you.
I don't even know.
Nigga, the biggest hype was Zion. Ain't nobody hype going to be as big as Zion's.
He's a freshman.
Ain't nobody gonna be as big as
we
that.
We ain't hear about nobody.
Nobody.
Well, so ain't no point in tanking.
So fuck all that. I mean, you might as well just relax. Let's get these pieces together. Make sure we can sign these pieces for a couple years. Make sure they comfortable.
Man,
throw them fucking superstars in the mix. Now their eyes is bigger.
Fuck that. Everybody got a fucking super duo with us. Everybody.
But y'all ain't had a team in 20 years.
20 years. Even with Melo, we were still real talk.
And Melo, punk ass. I got a. Yo, bro, can I? We going to rant about Melo? Can I just go on a man rant about this nigga, bro?
Why is he not here?
Son, why the fuck do you not just want to just understand your role as a goddamn basketball player,
bro? You heard what Tracy Brothers said about him?
Boy, yes. Boy, you happier when you fucking score 30 fucking points and take a L than you are if you get 20 points and get a dub. What the fuck? Boy, what is wrong with you? Boy, that's the reason why. And I told niggas it was about the money. It was heavy on the money. Heavy on the money for that nigga. Now you just proved me fucking right, smart one. I wasn't trying to be right. I was just more so trying to be argumentative. But now it was more so like, God damn, Melo, you more about the motherfucking money, bro. You don't care about winning. You don't want to win a championship. You don't want to build the legacy. You don't want to have that edged in the hardwood to be like, yo, man, I'm a fucking champion, bro.
That's why nobody want them playing for him.
Everybody, yo, all the major, I'll say that, all the major draft people or people that came in his draft class, your LeBrons, your D-Wades, your Chris Bosh's, all these things, champions. All of them, champions. What the fuck is you doing? And you could possibly be. And you rather sit on the goddamn sideline because you don't want to fucking get a role playing role?
Boy, this nigga, I thought when he went to OKC,
man,
that was a nice team. With OKC when he went, when it was what, Westbrook? Who else was it?
Yo, he don't play defense. It was him, PG, and Westbrook. He don't play D. I mean, He cry about his shot selections and shit like.
I didn't think he was the problem. I didn't think he was the issue in. Houston.
He wasn't an issue in Houston.
I think they used him as a scapegoat.
But he was kind of saving Houston because James Harden was kind of shooting him out a lot in them games.
Fuck Houston.
But I mean, you got to understand, this is a different NBA game, and as long as you can give us 17, we'll rock with you. Play a little defense, we rock with you. Once you start thinking that you're bigger than the game, you're done.
Maybe he got humble, hopefully.
No, he didn't.
Hopefully he could say, I think
if he did, he'd have put himself in this.
He'd have been in the mix.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm ready to come back. Float my name a couple places. See what stick. I would try to go for the Lakers, seeing as though.
I would too. I'd take the minimum.
Go get that little $2,000-$3,000 or whatever it is, $2-3 million, $5 million. They might give you $7 million.
Just hoop.
Go and get that and just hoop. Just play with your boys and hoop, bruh. They not going to be, yo, you got to get back and play defense and all that. LeBron, yo, listen, man. Give us your game and we straight, nigga. We got anything else we need. We got, bro, we'll figure this shit out, my nigga. You just play ball.
Because if you look, who is our three? Who is the three right now?
Shit. Who is the four? Let me look at that because I was scared. I was up in the air.
So we got LeBron at the point guard.
AD and DeMarcus are
the big man.
Front court.
Who is it? So, KCP?
KCP? No. We got Kuzma at the three.
Yeah, okay. Kuzma got to play.
Kuzma's at the three. But here's the thing. Niggas sleeping on Kuzma. When Kuzma did work last year.
It's time for him to break out.
He going to. He going to flourish. He got two big men that he can watch around him. He got LeBron James that he's been playing with for the last 2 years.
Rondo's still.
He
could work with
a champion regardless of what year.
His brain is he's smart as a bitch.
Come on, man. Like, this shit can work. It can work. It's just that figuring out with the number two.
Is old.
Bro, listen. They might be AD old in fragile. Age, but their games ain't showing that, though,
AD
bro.
AD and DeMarcus fragile,
bro. Bro, we'll see. We'll see. Playing with LeBron might be a different game, bro. And niggas understand that.
I want to see the Lakers win the championship this year.
But you learn that playing with the niggas is... Okay, I'm going to say this. When you watch, like, Chris Bosh play for Miami and shit. Me, not Miami, but the Raptors when he played there.
He was nice.
He was balling. He got where LeBron changed his whole game.
Turned into a spotter. You turned into
Kevin,
a third wheel.
Kevin Love.
Turned into a third wheel.
You see, he had changed niggas' games quick before he'd make you. But he gave them niggas value, though. He gave him value, if you think about it.
He makes you a third wheel, bro.
But if there's more options than just him, hell yeah, you're going to have to be a third wheel because it was him and D-Wade. So there was one and two. I played
for a couple years, 2 years maybe, but I got to go back and be the superstar, bro.
But that's what I think, and that's what I think. That's why I fuck with Kevin's decision.
I'd rather bring my, honestly, I'd rather go somewhere else. Kevin's decision. I'd rather go somewhere else, try to build my own team than be LeBron third wheel.
But that's why I fuck with Kevin's decision, though, bro. And he turned into
a spot-up shooter. Kevin, you didn't even know Kevin Love was still hooping. Like, that nigga dead.
And I'm talking about Kevin Durant.
Oh, Kevin Durant.
Because he played a couple years with the niggas. And he said, you know what? All right, it's my time. Okay, now I can go and do what I want to do and build my own legacy. I got my championships out there.
Kevin Love is
He got a championship.
Yeah.
And so does Chris Bosh. They both got championships with LeBron because of whatever LeBron was doing.
But Chris Bosh a Hall of Famer, you think?
Yeah. You got to give it to him because he did work for Toronto regardless. And he even though I say he was ass his last two playoff seasons for Miami, cool. I'll take it. But yeah. Chris Bosh, he did work. We ain't gonna front.
I put respect on
him. And then he kinda made you check him. The bitch, he stretched you. I mean LeBron kinda created that real stretch four. If you think about it.
Tried to shoot with LeBron.
Stretch four game where niggas seen in Miami like, oh shit, they stretching the floor on some big man
shit. That's what he was. He was the big man that could shoot.
But at the same time, it was all he could. He had to do all of that because of where he was.
In Toronto.
He didn't have no other partner.
Looking like a big goofy.
He ain't had nobody else. So, yeah, he was out there doing his finesse. So what? I'm the man on campus. What do you want to tell me no? But when you get around some niggas that, yo, listen, I understand what you was doing there. Let's try to elevate that. I'm going to get you your shots.
That's why I don't think it's going to be a problem for James Harden and Westbrook to mesh and figure it the fuck out.
I think it's going to be difficult the first 2 months. If they start playing and figuring it out now, it will be easier in the early season. But if they don't start playing now.
Because, they've been playing together for, they played together for 3 years.
But their style has changed in the last 2 years.
They've also been on Olympic teams the whole time.
True.
All the U.S. teams the whole time together.
But these last 2 years, their basketball games have changed.
But they can change. They can. So we know they can, whatever has to be done. They
be
can,
a chameleon.
I got to drop the triple-double every night, I got to do it.
Now, they both can do it, though. They both can drop the triple-doubles.
We both seen them step back for a partner. Like, we seen how James Harden kind of, at times, let Chris Paul do his thing. Westbrook let Paul George do his thing.
Okay, I'm rolling. See, now, that's where I'm understanding the mesh can actually happen because of the way that Russ has developed his game.
And what a better time, because we both put them in the category, like, yo, y'all on the clock. It's a lot of pressure on them niggas. It's a lot of niggas saying, like, yo, can't nobody play with y'all because y'all niggas, the way y'all play.
Crybabies and y'all niggas demand all of the damn attention. So what better
for you to go back with your brother and goddamn, let's go get this shit.
Yeah, let's go. Let's show these niggas.
We got a squad. We about to roll.
I'm rolling, bro.
I fuck with it.
I'm rolling,
now, this is
bro.
One thing I would do, though. I would fire Mike D'Antoni.
They do need a better coach.
And you know who I would pick up? Have you ever noticed, you ever been watching the Golden State Warrior games, the finals, and you see Mike Brown sitting on the side?
Oh, Mike Brown. Yeah, definitely. He deserves it.
He got that. He coached for LeBron and all that shit with Kobe. And he was there for the last few years with the Warriors.
Oh, yeah, building that legacy. That
team and that mode, knowing what's going on. So if he take that little philosophy and all that shit he learned to Houston, get them niggas right. I think that'll be a nice
that'll work, bro. That'll work.
Because D'Antoni, we know you're going to get a whole lot of offense and a whole lot of nothing else.
Yeah, that's too much, nigga. A lot of 3 points. They're always number one in threes and shit. Like, when we can't shoot, y'all can't keep shooting yourselves in and out of games.
Because you got two niggas that got the highest usage rate, got the highest turnover
percentage rate.
They both turn the ball over at the most.
So it's going to be 60 shots, two niggas.
But you got Clint Capella, you got PJ Tucker, you got Eric Gordon.
You still got some Gucci. Pieces.
You Gucci.
Add a couple more if you need to.
I fuck with Houston.
I'm rolling.
I don't like Houston, but I only like him now because of Westbrook. Mm-hmm. If it was just James Harden, I want him to suck a dick. But I fuck with Westbrook.
Yeah. Hopefully he could. We want to see Westbrook win, though.
Hopefully he could turn he could get the bitch out of Harden. Yeah, Harden got a lot of bitch
tendencies. It's that mustache, bro. That beard. That fucking beard.
Yeah, so we're gonna take a break. We'll be back out at you, people.
Yes, sir.
Yo, that might have been some real heads.
Do this shit. You about to be geeking like nerds now.
It's a fucking washing machine.
Hate them damn shits.
I gotta fix my washing machine. Something wrong
with my damn fridge. Only my freezer work now. Some dumb shit. I have to buy a whole new fridge. I'm looking for one now. I'm on to fire one of them bitches.
We gotta go to that place. I need to wash.
We're recording right now. So we can cut the beginning part. We on live right now.
All right, we back. So, if you like the show, you know where to find us. Find us on Instagram. Find us on Facebook at the Slim and Q Podcast. Find us on Twitter at the Slim and Q Podcast. And you can find us on whatever platforms you find your podcast platforms. Your Anchor. Apple, shout out to Anchor. We're going to keep shouting you out because you are beginning. So we're going to keep you humble.
Spotify,
Google. Y'all know where to find us, man.
Yeah.
Holla at us.
Yeah.